Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Because you never saw me in trouble with the law since the day that you were born. Spinning the curb, yeah, flattening the hill. Someday the mountain might
746, Sports Radio 610, John and Lance. And just a good old boy, Coach Slocum on a mobile, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Coach, that was a little something for you right there.
That's a good song. It's a, man, we missed that show. That's one of the best shows on TV ever. And yeah, it's unfortunate we don't see stuff like that anymore. We got to watch crap like, you know, Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo was kind of funny, I understand there, Coach. What about, you know, when you were on ESPN? How about that? And that's good. That's good television, isn't it?
Well, it was, but you know, watching those Duke boys, that was a lot of fun. Some good actors, and you know, I heard they shot that on location up in Oklahoma. So, you know, those people are real proud up there, of the heritage and you know, the orange cars that you know drive on dirt roads.
How about them Daisy Duke shorts too, Coach?
Well, I tell you, I'm a pretty big fan of Daisy Duke and her shorts. So. yeah, that's another positive. And, you know, I think Boss Hogg looked pretty good in his suit. You know, he's got some back working.
Coach, did you feel like you had...
Boss Hogg's got back?
Boss Hogg's got a little back.
Coach, did you feel like you had Roscoe P... What was his name?
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Well, Roscoe P. Coltrane. Did you feel like you had him as an offensive coordinator for some of those years?
Well, not at all, because you know, Mac Brown's coaching over there in Austin. So I think nobody knew about his cameo role in the show. And it's, you know, he coached up in Oklahoma for a time, and he'd go off and shoot a little bit, shoot the show, and he'd do that silly laugh, and you know, hold on to his dog Flash, and you know, the rest is history. And, you know, now he's just out there, you know, winning championships and recruiting good kids that'll graduate.
It's good kid after good kid. Seth Benson had a little problem, which is kind of surprising in the program that said would have a little problem there, Coach, don't you think?
Well, it is. It was unfortunate, and we talked about the plasma TV last week. And, of course, this week, unfortunately, the police blotter is going again there in Austin. They,
yeah.
You know, two kids drive up, and, you know, I think what it was is they thought, first of all, they're in a Lexus SUV, and they didn't like the guy in the Volkswagen in front of them. So they had some words, and they thought they saw, you know, Cedric's plasma TV in the back, and they, you know, they beat on the guy. But ended up, it wasn't the TV.
It wasn't the TV. As a matter of fact, in the Austin American Statesman yesterday, I read where the kid said, the kid who had the cell phone knocked out of his hands and all that stuff, who was pressing the charges, said that he's actually talked to Nordgren several times since the incident. Nordgren's like, dude, sorry, I was just mad because I didn't get a play. He said he was just mad because he didn't get playing time, Coach. That's all. You can understand that.
Well, everybody else seems to be playing for him at quarterback. Why can't Matt play?
That's right. All you got to do, you know, get back there, look, you know, see what plays called on the Etsy sketch and run a little sandlot football. And I don't know. There's got to be room for Matt Nordgren in there. You know, he didn't think he was a 17-star recruit, came in there. I mean, he needs to play.
Well, Coach, it's a hell of a situation with the quarterbacks at Texas A&M. Boy, Reggie is having a little bit of a disappointing season there, isn't it? And 3-5 is not quite as fantastic as some people thought it was going to be.
Well, it's not, you know. But you know, Coach Fran called me the other day and he thanked me for, you know, what I left him there on defense. And he's been real positive, and he's getting to experience some of the things that I did. He said his Fran mail is his mailbox is just filled up of people supporting him and you know, having the worst record at Texas A&M in the last 20 years. So with all that going for them, you know, they still got to go out and play football every week. So, you know, I think that's the tough part. But certainly, everybody in the stadium sees the enthusiasm is there, and you know, had another close game last week with Oklahoma State. I don't know if you saw that. That went right down the wire in the fourth quarter. They were only down by 28, and then it went, you know, went back up to 35. But you know, they were in striking distance once again.
Well, right there. And, Coach, everybody's talking about Oklahoma against Oklahoma State and USC, Washington, Miami against Virginia Tech. What about the Aggies this week taking on a tough Kansas team?
Well, it is, and it's funny about Kansas. You know, they've had a lot of high-profile players in there. They've had some high-profile coaches, you know, and it was unfortunate. You know, Roy Williams coach leaves Kansas. But, you know, they got a good football coach up there. They got Dom DeLuise on the sideline. He's back there, you know, giggling and cooking. And I think that the kids up there love him. And it's apparent, you know, they're just one win away from going to bowl. So I think Dom and his staff will come down here. Burt Reynolds and the ambulance driver and all those guys, they're going to come down here ready to go.
See, that's Coach Mangino, Coach. That's not Dom DeLuise.
And that doctor with that kept smelling his finger and all that, and one of the cannonball run, right. Two or three, he's dead. He's not even
alive anymore.
Yeah. So.
So,
Coach, I don't know about that guy. About if he's going to be there.
He's talking about cooking. He's got a little Paul Prudhomme in him.
He does
too.
Have some Paul Prudhomme. I think you're getting mixed up, Coach. Dom DeLuise and Paul Prudhomme, the Cajun, one of the Cajun chefs.
He can cook, Coach.
Well, I may. You know, I know that every time he comes down, he's got some orders. He's going to have some brisket and ham hocks on the sideline and a bucket of gravy and a straw. So, you know, I think we're going to make him feel right at home. You know, that says we're all about hospitality down there and in friendly campus. So, yeah, we're going to show him a good time, that's for sure.
Well, that's a game that I'm sure you're going to be glued into. But is there anything else interesting you this week, Coach, with a big weekend of college football here?
Well, it is. You know, that Red River battle up there, they call it the Bedlam Series up there in Norman. And I think, you know, when you go up there in that atmosphere, Oklahoma State, I think they've won 7 times in the series out of 100. So, you know, they're going to catch up any year now. I mean, I think if you went up there and you, who knows how many points we'll score, you probably get in there and count the collective teeth of the fans and then, you know, throw that in the bucket, pull it out. It may be a big shootout.
Collective teeth in a bucket, and then that could be the final score. That's nice. That's good. That's going to be a big scoring game then. Well, maybe not in Oklahoma.
Anything else, Coach, before we let you go? Anything else in just the world of pop culture or anything else catching your eye that maybe you wanted to comment on?
Well, we saw Britney Spears a couple of weeks ago on Saturday Night Live, and she's got talent. I mean, that girl, she sings as well as anybody. I didn't understand that the music and the words were going, and her mouth was moving a little bit different. But either way, I mean, she doesn't have to pose naked or anything. Her pure talent. And hey, once again, I think she's from Oklahoma. So that kind of tells you about her and the quality of people they have up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for joining us as always, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right, guys. Talk to you all next week.
All right,
we'll see you, Coach.